Burn Line Podcast. The burn line on a well-crafted cigar is straight and sharp as a razor, much like our wit and wisdom.
And what is up, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages over the age of 21. You are listening to Burn Line Podcast, coming to you not live from the Hot Box, the smoky back room where deals are struck and fortunes are made, adjacent to the Rocky Patel Cigar Lounge, nestled amongst the complex of rooms that comprise Davidus Cigars, Westminster, Maryland, USA. The only Rocky Patel Cigar Lounge in the state of Maryland. I'm Johnny Midas.
And I am El Fumo.
And we are Burn Line Podcast.
Line Burn.
Yeah, so first of all, you will notice I have addressed the lighting situation.
I see that.
So we're slowly evolving.
Or I can't see now.
1% better, 1% at a time. Yeah. All right, so we've got a special show for folks today. This episode is all about the TAA, which is going on while we record this show. So we're not going to be able to report like what happened at the TAA.
Not at the moment.
Right. Well, that'll make it into our news of the week next week. Yeah. But by the time this airs, TAA will have wrapped up. And I think it's an important part of the cigar industry in North America. And if you are into this hobby, I think you should know what it is.
Yeah. Which is weird. It's, you know, the name of the TAA, and it's not even being held in America. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, I mean, Aruba's in the Americas, right?
Yeah.
Does it count?
Yeah.
And so, we are smoking the Illusion ESP TAA 2022.
This thing looks
gorgeous. It is a TAA cigar. A lot of companies do this. Now, we're going to talk about the cigar after we start smoking it a little bit more. And then I also brought this. This is Nika Whiskey from the Barrel. So this is like the top shelf for Nika, which is one of the two big players in Japan. And the bottle's fucking cool. It looks like an 1860s medicine bottle or something.
Yeah.
It is from the barrel. It is barrel proof 103.
I mean, aren't they all from the barrel?
So over 50%. Straight fucking alcohol. We'll talk more about that, but we're going to sample that and talk to everybody about the TAA. So great, I think, great educational podcast paired with a really great cigar, which we need to get smoking.
Yes.
So it is time for the official cutting. I am using my open-ended double guillotine all-metal construction craftsman's bench, a product of J.C. Newman, and available for $29.99 here at Davidus Cigars in Westminster. And you are using?
The old stainless steel craftsman bench.
The same thing.
Same thing.
This one is marketed as gunmetal, and that one is marketed as chrome. Yep. But the center of yours is brushed.
Yeah.
With, like, polished handles. The center of mine is matte black with gunmetal handles.
It's more black. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's beat up now, but it was matte black.
Yeah.
All right.
The official cutting is brought to you by Fat Boy Cigars. The bold and delicious flavors of premium hand-selected tobacco leaves are highlighted in the original Jack's Cigar by Fat Boy Cigars. And don't forget to try the Fat Boy Cigars Boots on the Ground series. For every cigar purchase in this series, Fat Boy Cigars will donate $1 to charities, benefiting our frontline heroes. Fat Boy Cigars, welcome to the Fat Boy's world.
And as always, we remind you to clip that cigar with authority, no limp-wristed cutting allowed. And go ahead and give that a nice tap on the back of your hand. And we are loosening up all that shit. And, you know, of course, we can't show it on camera. I don't have fucking, you know, ESPN cameras or something. But
one day.
Just watching all the tobacco.
Yeah, man.
Coming out, it's like shit. Normally that ends up on your tongue.
Yeah, it's a lot. Or in your teeth.
Yeah, and so that's why we recommend a vigorous hand job after clipping your cigar. Hashtag copyright Burnline Podcast.
Something.
Yeah. All right, and so we typically talk about how the cigar looks before we start mutilating it. A couple of things. This is the Illusion ESP TAA 2022, and the back of my cigar and your cigar look like they're the same cigar.
Yeah, actually.
The front of my cigar is a fucking disaster.
Oof. Yeah, I got a pretty Nicely done.
Like, see that? Same cigar as yours. Fucking disaster. Now, I will tell you how this happened. Whoever was storing this had this in an open box for probably a year or 14 months, maybe more, under a fluorescent lamp. This is 100% how this cigar was stored. And you can see the almost crisp line down the side where the colors change on both sides. That's how you know 100% how this was stored.
Yeah.
Probably sat on a shelf in somebody's humidor for a long time. Not here at Davidus.
Not here.
These are not available, actually.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about more about that later. So the front of mine is just off-putting. It is ghastly. It is hideous. But I can't rank the cigar on that. That is not how it came from the factory. Looking at the back of mine, it has this, to me, this really interesting, it's almost like if you took coffee and poured chocolate milk in it, color. I would call it like medium rustic. It's not really toothy if you look at the wrapper.
Mm-mm.
And it is matte. Like it's not oily. It doesn't appear oily. I'm not thrilled. Oh, by the way, look, I just slid the band. Look at the fucking band imprint.
Yeah.
So you know that this bleaching is 100% how the cigar was stored. Because the space under the band matches the back of the cigar. I don't like the band. So it's got the Tobacconists Association of America Limited logo in the center with the Indian head and the cross peace pipes. And then it says Illusion on the sides. I don't like it. I don't think it's attractive. I don't like that the TAA logo is featured in the middle. I would rather see Illusion.
I don't know. I kind of like it.
In the center. Isn't it? I don't know. It's just...
it's like basic, but it's interesting.
Not really. I think it's ugly.
Yeah, okay. You're more of a graphics guy. That's why.
I am, yeah. I mean...
you're all about presentation. Probably,
yeah, like a lot of folks out there are like, shut up and smoke the cigar. Okay.
Yes.
So we're going to shut up and smoke the cigar. It is time for the official lighting, which... I will be lighting up with my ST DuPont gold-plated twin flame, flat flame, Johnny Midas lighter.
Costco gold.
Yes, we melted down actual Costco gold bars to make this. What?
Just the old handy-dandy quad torch Vertigo Vortex.
Cyclone. Or Vortex, yeah.
Yeah.
Vertigo Vortex. Okay, cool. Great utility lighter.
The official lighting is brought to you by 2C Premium Coffee. Keep your day fueled with delicious coffee from 2C Premium Coffee. Featuring select beans from Bali, Kenya, Ethiopia, and around the world, 2C Premium utilizes continual roasting, so you are always getting a truly fresh cup of premium coffee. 2C Premium Coffee, morning made us.
And as always, we remind you, toasted, not roasted. Treat that cigar with the love and respect it deserves, and it will return the flavor. Speaking of returning the flavors, I hope the listeners appreciate that my voice has gotten a lot better since last week. It's still a little sketch.
No, you're definitely listening to the dulcet tones.
I can confirm that it is not throat cancer. So there's that. All right, so we got a nice little toast going on. So why don't we puff on this a little bit while I talk about the cigar?
All right. This is probably not this day in particular, but we're entering that Goldilocks zone in cigar smoking for outdoors.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah, it's that time of year, man. It's a little chilly in the morning.
Yeah. But I think this is the best time. Late spring, like late fall or early fall is probably the best smoking weather there is.
The smoke is like, I don't know, dark, if that's the right word. Like, It blocks you out. I'm watching you on the monitor, too. And it's like, shit, I can't see.
Like, that's just smoking.
Yeah, it's not like a ton of smoke out, but the smoke is very, like, and also it's bluish. Very interesting. All right, so this is the Illusion ESP TAA 2022 in celebration of the TAA.
Yeah.
Illusion did not produce a 2023. A lot of companies did. A lot of companies usually do. I think Plasencia had one. LFD, which I also have this one. They had a De Oro special TAA edition. You could only get it for that. or it was released for that. So this is, and of course it has the TAA logo on it. Celebrated TAA and made available at TAA 2022. This is a 6x56 Toro Gordo. That's what they call it. It's Toro length and pretty close to Gordo ring gauge. Definitely not Toro ring gauge. It's too fat for that. So not in Johnny Midas's wheelhouse, but I think probably in yours, right?
Oh, yeah. Like, I like this. This is actually the perfect size. It's just 56 a hair under.
Yeah. And I'm like a 48 guy. 52 to me is like, ugh, should I smoke this big cigar? You know? So Toro Gordo, the MSRP was $15. Only 1,500 boxes of 10 were made. So if you feel like collecting them, get them while you can. They're 2 years old. They're selling, right? You might not be able to find them.
No.
So if I find a spot that still has some for sale, maybe I'll post that on Instagram or something like that. Speaking of Instagram, socials, and surprises, as always, you are our marketing plan. Please like, share, subscribe, comment, interact. As long as those fuckheads at the major tech companies haven't decided that they're going to ban comments or whatever because, oh my God, we're smoking combustible tobacco. As you might have guessed, I don't have a lot of patience for big tech.
You know, I was trying to get some info yesterday or earlier today on YouTube, just watching some cigar stuff like I normally do. And I've never had this before because, you know, once you create an account and if it shows that you're legal age, whatever, it doesn't ask you, are you sure you want to blah, blah, blah. So I was trying to watch a tobacco video, and this is the first time it ever happened. It says, are you sure you want to watch this? Maybe offensive content. I'm like, what?
Yeah, yeah.
This is cigar info I'm looking for. How is this offensive? Like,
I don't know.
Crazy.
I don't know, but I feel like that's something you should set your settings once for. You know, like, show me all the shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why I made the account and said, I'm an adult, but now it's asking me, are you sure? This is offensive.
Shout out to Spencer, who has subscribed to us on YouTube. Thank you, Spencer. And for all of our listeners out there, we talked about this last week. We want this to be your show. Please reach out, burnlinepodcast@gmail.com. Drop us a line and give us your suggestions, questions, anything you have. We can turn this into a tobacconist tip of the week. Mm-hmm. And hopefully help you out as a cigar hobbyist to have a better experience. That is our goal here to serve you guys. And while we are on the subject of surprises, I have a surprise for El Fumo.
Oh, nice. What is that? Dun, 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 dun. Nice.
So we've got burn line on the front, logo on the sleeve.
Okay.
And El Fumo on the back.
I dig it.
Sorry, you had to be number two.
Damn.
I already took number one. So see if that, try it on.
Yeah, that's
might not button. It's Chinese, so it might run a little small. Yeah, you can always cut the lining out. Here, step back that way a little bit so I can get you on that cam.
Yeah. All right. Just trying not to knock shit over.
See what, it's getting to be that weather time of year, so.
There we go.
Oh. That's like a perfect fit, man.
I'm like one button away, but
yeah, like you can't button it up, but it fits sharp, makes you look, it fixes your collar.
Oh, which way? That way?
Yeah, there we go.
I'm wearing
fucking
it.
Fucking sweet, man.
I'm wearing it. Thanks.
Oh, dude, with the hat. You look like a gangster. You got the pinstripes.
You know what's funny? So the Dodgers are going to the World Series right now, and this is, you know, that's what their look is, the pinstripes. So now I'm ready. Ready to watch the World Series.
Oh, this is the Mexico, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes. Absolutely. This is 2C Premium, one of our show partners, and I love their Mexican coffee, man. Mm-hmm. Six Bean Baller is still my go-to.
Right.
But
that's the official coffee of the show.
Yeah, yeah. Well, unofficial.
Yeah, the unofficial.
I like the Mexican. You know, it reminds me of a San Andres wrapper. Like, it literally does. It has the same, like, earth tones. So... congratulations.
Thanks.
This is not available for sale, but if you guys reach out, I'm sure El Fumo will be posting all kinds of pictures of that on the socials. You know, if you really want one, we might make it available for merch.
Yeah.
We got to get the feedback, guys. So if you want to see stuff like this, man, you got to let us know because You know, we are fucking losing money every week on this show.
Yeah.
This is a passion project. We will make stuff available, but you gotta tell us out. Because I'm not gonna waste money on that.
Hold on. Right.
Yeah, get a big fucking stogie in there. Hell yeah. That is going on the grams. That's sharp looking.
All right, sweet. I dig it. I'll wear it tonight. We're going trick-or-treating, so. Right. It actually feels nice and warm. It's comfy as shit.
Okay, so let's talk about this cigar. I already mentioned super limited edition. Now, we're going to talk about how to get into cigar collecting. That's coming up soon on Burnline.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things you can collect is the PCA special editions, the TAA special mm-hmm. editions, whatever. You know, find your singles online or at your local tobacconist, and, you know, that's a great thing to start with.
Yeah. What kind of singles are we finding online?
Single cigars.
Okay.
You can find other singles online, too. Yeah. Just be very careful what you Google.
Yeah.
But before I dive into a little bit more about this cigar, let's do some initial tasting notes. Now, I, you know, smoked in preparation for the show. The first thing that I will say is there is definitely a musty, like, lower priming tobacco flavor in there.
Okay.
You know, this is not a Padron or a Plasencia or a Fuente where you're like, holy shit, this is rich. And, you know, and I don't mean this in any kind of insulting way, but, you know, low-end cigars have that overriding lower priming flavor.
Yeah.
That's there.
Okay.
So I just want to get that out of the way. We are not talking about something that's like, you know, 7 year aged upper primings,
right.
You know, Ligero and Viso and all of that. Do you agree?
Yeah, just a little bit. I mean, what, it takes 2 years to put out a pretty good cigar. And if this is an exclusive like this, I mean, probably 2 or 3 years is all they had.
Yeah, for me, 2 years is the minimum aging. And when you're with your wrapper, it's even longer, I think.
Yeah.
You know, for me, but...
So, I mean, I would imagine it's something difficult, especially something, a project like this, to find
something. It could have been. But also, there's price controls. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you can't have a TAA that's $18,
mm-mm.
You know. Maybe you could, but probably not if you're a Luzion, right? You know, if you were Plasencia, hell yeah, you'd charge $28. Easy, you know. It's a real thing,
yeah. Right?
So I just wanted to get that out of the way. I don't want people to think, oh, we're smoking. Oh, this is rare. There was only 150,000 of these made. Get them while you can. It's fucking, you know. No, this is not, you know, this is like Gentleman Jack.
Oh.
Right? Higher level than Jack Daniels, but nowhere close to like a fine
right.
product.
Still, you know, on top shelf.
Yeah. It's still bottom shelf. It's just the best bottom shelf. So. Yeah. Or mid-shelf, you know.
Whatever.
So, yeah, like, I just, you know, because we're serving the consumer. I want you to know what we're smoking. It is not an insult. I think the cigar is this way on purpose.
Yeah.
Right? So, having said that, my initial tasting notes, first of all, Triscuits. Do you know what Triscuits are?
Mm-hmm.
It's like if you turn fucking shredded wheat into a cracker.
Yeah.
It's the weirdest fucking thing, but it tastes like Triscuits.
Yeah.
Peppered. Black pepper. And then there's just, to me, there's a little bit, you know what cafe au lait is?
Mm-mm.
It's a French coffee and milk drink.
Okay.
There's also a surprising creaminess to this.
So I'm getting the creamy.
Wouldn't really expect.
And I am picking up the peppery on it. There's mm-hmm. something else there. Another baking spice. There's another baking spice there. See if you can find it. Almond? Slight almond.
I think the almond is more like an interpretation of the creaminess.
Okay. There's something there. There's something.
Right
at the end of the X, the retrohale towards the.
Yeah, the retrohale does change the flavor a lot.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, it adds a touch of black licorice. Just a touch. Like, black licorice is such a fucking strong flavor. That it's almost like you walk through the candy shop and the black licorice is in the back corner and you're just aware that it's there. There's a little bit of that. I see what you're saying, and I can't peg it. I think it's cloves because it's, you know, slightly floral, aromatic, spicy, yeah. Almost cinnamony.
See, it was giving me like a weird It was reminiscent of something meat related. Not that it's meat.
There is a little bit. There is a little bit. I don't know. It's umami. I don't know if I would call it meaty, but...
Maybe umami?
Sort of like...
maybe a mushroom somewhere.
Yeah, I don't know. There is a little bit. I know what you're saying. Yeah.
There's something there. I can't get it.
So, you know, so I want to be clear. Like, these are not crisp, delicious flavors. They are all a little bit muddled by that overall lower priming smoke taste. Right? So just so our listeners are clear, you know, this is not a gourmet feast or whatever. But it has good flavor. I mean, obviously that depends on what you like, you know. I think it's well balanced though. I think these flavors go together. Now they used to make a Triscuit that was a cracked black pepper Triscuit. That's what this reminds me.
Okay.
It has that, it has a really dry, weedy flavor to it with black pepper on it. And this is like a very pronounced black pepper. Like, we're not fucking around, you know, it's not soft pepper, white pepper, blah blah. This is just like, I took the fucking cheap ass, you know, shaker from the store of, you know, the aisle in the supermarket.
Went, dollar store, yeah.
Yeah, like, it's just fucking black pepper.
Damn.
So that's kind of where we're at for flavor. And if you guys are smoking along on the show, you know, drop us a line, burnlinepodcast@gmail.com. Let us know what you're tasting. Would love to hear... your experience as well. And we talked about this, I think, a couple weeks ago. I can't remember. But, you know, just a reminder, everybody's palate is different.
Yes.
It was a, I think it was a couple months ago now, but we talked about tasting.
Yeah.
And things you can do. You know, like, get your fucking spice rack and put it there and start comparing smells and flavors.
Yeah. Take some notes.
Yeah, take some notes.
Blind test is not a, well, I guess you could blind test. That's to test your palate, maybe. That'll help.
Oh, yeah, we talked about, like, there's a big difference between ranking a cigar blind and training your palate blind.
Right.
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
However...
Just to train yourself.
It's just not practical for most people. Like, what are you going to do? Okay, honey, I have three cigars set out on the counter, and I know what they are. Pick one and bring it to me. And you're like, well, I can tell by the Vitola. I already know which one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's hard to do for most hobbyists.
Unless you want
to
be, like, a wine snob. Oh, this is blah, blah, blah from the...
Chateau Le Fonfant.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why. I'm kind of a wine snob, so I'm making fun of myself. But
fine. Dude, it's all just, right. Those people are rude, though. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, there's people like that in the cigar industry. I'm like, dude, you're overcompensating, man. You know, like, cigars are kind of butch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you either like it or you don't. You can either taste it or you can't. Fucking get over yourself, you know. All right, so here's a little bit about this cigar. It is a Nicaraguan puro. All of the tobacco is grown by Aganorsa leaf.
Mm-hmm.
I think we talked about them when we were talking about cigars at every budget, as well as affordable cigars. Aganorsa leaf actually makes the wrapper for Padron.
Yep. They make tobacco for others.
Yes, and they only recently started producing Aganorsa leaf cigars, and I know they're like, they're small box pressed. Maduro is like, it's like if you can't afford a Padron, it's a really good cigar. This blend includes Corojo 2006 Viso in the filler.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not familiar, I think we've mentioned it before, but the year is not
when
the
it was
year
grown.
It was grown.
It was the hybrid.
It's when it was hybridized. And of course, hybrid seeds last one crop. And so they invented the strain in 2006.
Yeah.
But if they grew the tobacco in 2008, they had to rehybridize it in 2008.
It's kind of like a mule.
Yes.
You get a mule, don't get anything else after that.
And by the way, there is some drift. When you rehybridize it, it is a little bit different because sun and soil have changed. Climate has changed. Which is why you have multiple years.
Yeah.
What is it? Corojo 99
is
a really good one.
Yeah, it's a very popular one.
Yeah, 2001 is pretty good, but why did they have a Corojo 2001? Well, part of it was drift. We're starting over. Same thing with 2006. If you're unfamiliar with why that tobacco is popular, it's in some popular cigars, including the HVC Hotcake.
Yep.
So we smoked the Golden Line, which is a totally different cigar. Totally different. But The Hot Cake, which is a stronger cigar than the Golden Line, includes Corojo 2006 Viso in the filler from Aganor Salib. And it was rolled at the Agricola Ganadera Norteña S.A., which, if our listeners are not familiar, that's because for years it was Tabacaleras Valle de Jalapa, Tabsca or something. They go by their initials in Esteli, which is, they also produce CLE, I think. I can't remember. But it is a decently large factory in Esteli.
I like that name, though.
But the
Agricola Ganadera Norteña S.A. That really goes off the top.
Yeah, I recognize Norteña because it's a name.
So, okay, so Agricola, so agriculture. Ganadera, usually ganado, ganadera means herd, specifically for cattle. But, hey, agricultural herd. And then northern, so I'm guessing northern Nicaragua.
Oh, really? I thought Norteña was a name.
Well, I mean, it can be, but it means northerner. Like,
so this is like the northern cattle farm.
Yeah.
And it used to be called it used to be called the Tabacaleras, like where we make cigars in the Jalapa Valley.
Yeah, northern.
Yeah.
So northern. So like, let's make it unbasic and
So pretty cool. All right, and we talk about body, flavor, and strength. So I think the body is it's mid right now. The one that I smoked for the show got full. It has a well-rounded body. It sort of hits the palate. I think it's mid-bodied right now, but it rounds out to a full body.
Well, I have it mild to medium right now. Like, it's not hitting yet.
Well, that's different. That's strength.
Yeah.
Right? Because I separate the two. Yeah. I think the body, I think the body is, you know, it's just like if you drink a light wine, you know, Pinot Grigio from California, it can have a lot of body and long legs and still be like light. And then flavor, you know, we talk about simple is I have one or two flavors the whole way through. Mid is I have multiple flavors, but they don't really change. They might drop out, but nothing new is added. And then complex is I have flavor changes, multiple flavors, and they change. So in the preparation smoke for the show, I did mark this down as a complex. We'll see how this one goes. And then strength, what are you getting for strength right now?
Yeah, I'm getting a 2 at the moment. Okay. So you're, I'm guessing that was the overall once you were done, you got that number?
I got a 3.2.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and for some context, the Atabey is like a 1.
Really?
For me, yeah.
Okay.
The creme brulee.
From Saka?
Yeah, it's like a 2.5.
I don't know. I haven't smoked that, creme brulee. I've only smoked the, what was it, the meat, the red meat, and one of the sober maces.
Just to get, and then right in the middle of the pack, for me, the middle of the pack is a Fuente Hemingway in strength.
Okay.
That's right at a 5. Right. So, yeah. In other words, not very strong.
Yeah. The Alma Fuerte, that's like a fucking 10.5.
Oh, speaking of which, the New England Cigar Expo unveiled the world's strongest cigar.
Oh, yeah?
Made by HVC, Rainier Lorenzo. His first name is easy to remember because of Mount Rainier. So Rainier Lorenzo blended it for the Cigar Expo, and it doesn't even say HVC. It says, like, Cigar Expo 2024 on it. And they are sold out. They're done. You probably can't even find them for sale. And it's an 11. And it was blended to be the world's strongest cigar. I'll bring one in. I got one for my collection. I'll bring it into the
It's not the fit. No, that one's already been out. 50C?
No, no. Okay. It's just world's strongest cigar, Cigar Expo 2024.
Okay.
So, yeah, I came up with a final of 3.2. But I think the problem with this is it is a mid to full-bodied cigar with complex flavors. And then the tobacco is a tad harsh. Just like I said, it's, you know, it's lower end tobacco, it's mid-low primings. And that can affect how you think of strength. Yeah, that's it.
That's pretty cool.
Cigar Expo, World's Strongest. Yeah, so the reason it's got the barbell is they had World's Strongest Man competition this year.
Nice. That is so cool.
Yeah. It's one of the coolest events. All right, so that is the cigar. And, man, I want to start trying this whiskey. What do you think?
Yes, let's go.
Let's do some whiskey. So this is Nika Whiskey from the Bear.
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa. Senpai.
Yeah, senpai.
Well, I guess we actually have to cheers first. I'm fucking... That's the only thing I hate about this bottle.
It's not good for pouring.
No. It spills all over. So take the finish off this damn table. All right.
Yeah.
Senpai.
Senpai.
Ooh, that's really good, though.
It's so good. It's hot as fuck.
You can taste the spirit of the samurai in that motherfucker.
Spirit of the samurai. It's giving me heartburn.
No, Jesus. Wait. That's the spirit of kamikaze.
Yeah, yeah.
The actual meaning of kamikaze. Yeah.
All right, so a little bit about this. You know, this is the flagship product for Nika Whiskey. Now, you'll notice it says Nika Whiskey from the Barrel. And the rest is in Japanese. 51.4 alcohol by volume. Here is what it consists of. And I'm going to tell you why it says Nika Whiskey from the Barrel and not Japanese whiskey.
Okay.
40% single malt whiskeys from both the Miyagiko and Yoichi distilleries. 60% is basically coffee grain moonshine.
Oh.
So if you're not familiar with coffee grain, it's spelled C-O-F-F-E-Y, and it's capitalized. It's a proper noun. So we're not saying coffee like 2C premium coffee. You know what? I want to put some fucking whiskey in my coffee.
There you go.
Dude, that would be so good. There we go.
And welcome to the Drunk Cast.
And welcome to Burnline Podcast. Yeah, it's basically, honestly, 60%, it's basically just coffee grain moonshine. Now,
so what is coffee?
It's a type of grain.
Okay, so it's not related to coffee.
It is not, no.
Okay.
It's coffee grain, and it's spelled differently. Mm-hmm. It's E-Y instead of E-E at the end.
Okay.
And it's capitalized.
Nice.
It's a proper name. So, now they would take great umbrage with me calling it moonshine, because, you know, it's a fine whiskey.
Yeah.
But that's what it really is. And it is aged 10 years. And then it's finished for 3 to 6 months in various casks, and they use all kinds.
I can taste some fruit, man.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Dude, that tastes so good, though.
It is fucking delicious. So here's my tasting notes for the rabid fans out there that love our drunk casts. First of all, a lot of heat and pepper. I mean, it is barrel strength, and you can tell. And you know, you want to be careful about killing cigars with it, you know, once you're over 100 proof. But the nose is different from the consumption. But the consumption, there's vanilla bean for sure.
Mm-hmm. Some fruity.
Cinnamon.
Yeah, I was going to say it smells cinnamony.
Yeah. Vanilla bean and cinnamon, I think, are your main notes. And then, yes, there's black cherries, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say Japanese cherries.
Yeah.
The problem is Japanese cherry trees don't fruit, they just blossom, right?
Right, they're just a blossoming tree.
Yeah, so
I'm getting a little bit of apple.
Yeah, there's some apple. There's also, I don't know if you noticed, strawberries.
Really?
It's like a strawberry flavor.
Okay, give me one sec. Okay.
And the apple is like a crisp, fleshy, but not a green apple. It's like a gala apple.
Yeah, more of the, I don't know how to describe, more of the fruitier end of the apple.
Mm-hmm. That is a good whiskey. I love that. So that's part of the Johnny Midas collection. And we are enjoying it for all of you guys out there.
Yeah, we're doing this for you guys.
Yes.
This is for you. We'll take one for the team.
For you guys. All right, so, damn, it's time for our first break already.
Holy shit.
So why don't we go to break? When we come back, we will do our tobacconist tip of the week.
Yeah, we'll do some sobriety tests while we're at it. Just for you guys.
All right, don't go away. And what is up, ladies and gentlemen? Johnny Midas here with my smoke of the week, which is the Romeo y Julieta Vintage Latte Double Corona
take a look at that. This cigar features a Habano 2000 wrapper with a USA broadleaf binder and fillers from the Dominican Republic and the USA, and retails for $17.49 here at Davis Cigars in Westminster, Maryland. Can't wait to sink my teeth into one of these. China Midas Smoke of the Week.
Yeah, I'm totally okay. I'm doing it. You gotta hold your hands out. Did they tell you to hold your hands out?
No, by your side. By your side. No fist either, because that helps your center of gravity.
Okay, I'm open-handed.
Yeah.
See, look, I'm perfectly fine, dude.
Yeah.
Perfect. I'm driving.
You can drive.
And now your tobacconist tip of the week with Angel Solorio.
All right, it's a little bit early talking about this, but whatever. It's our show. Your show. Don't finger fuck the cigars when you're going to go shopping. I saw this recently, so that's why I'm addressing it now.
Oh, another etiquette tip from Alfumo.
Yeah.
So you're going shopping for cigars. You're at your local tobacconist, like Davidus Cigars, in Westminster, Maryland.
Yeah.
You go into this nice walk-in humidor. You got all this selection. Your eyes bug out. You're all excited. And
you go finger fucking the cigars, and then you go doing this little thing. Don't do that.
Yeah, yeah. You can't smell it through the cello, dude.
You can't.
If it's not cello wrap, don't fucking touch it.
Not even through the cello. You can't. If you know somebody, or you are that guy, like, oh, I can smell the notes without even. If you're full of shit, stop it. Don't do it. It's rude.
Full stop. Like, and it might smell good. It smells good. I love unlit cigars. They smell great. They smell nothing like they taste.
Right, but they do smell good. You know, but all of them, almost all cigars, about 95% smell the same, unburnt, musty.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
manure. Yeah, that means it's fermented, right?
It's fermented. Yeah. So it's like you're not going to get anything out of doing that. You can do it for yourself once you buy the cigar. That's all fine and then. But don't fucking finger fuck, nose fuck, whatever the cigar.
Yeah, no, that is a great tobacconist tip. So, when you learn about how cigars are made, like, I think everybody where this is like a real hobby for them, fucking save the money and go on a cigar tour.
Yeah.
You know, go to Nicaragua, and, you know, Peromo has a wonderful tour. Placencia has a good one, but they're steep.
Yeah, DBL has one.
Oh, yeah. Dominican Republic.
Yeah, he has a two-day. It's a two-day.
Yes. But Epilon is a controlled compost.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. Mm-hmm. And a unlit cigar should smell like compost. If it doesn't, they fermented it wrong.
It's like cheese. It's controlled decay.
Yes, it's controlled decay. Absolutely. Just and go fucking smell your compost pile at home and get it out of your system.
And, I mean, the other biggest thing, I mean, we just got over COVID, but it's not even because of that. We're getting to that time of year where it's like disease season.
Flu season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, don't fucking do it. These things are, they're sponges, okay? They're sponges.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah.
If you put your saliva, whatever, these things will hold.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't fucking ruin it for the next person. Don't be that guy.
Yes, good. I appreciate it. I appreciate you keeping us gentlemanly in this fantastic hobby. All right. So let's talk about the TAA, and I get to enjoy my whiskey and smoke a cigar while Alfumo talks.
Mm-hmm.
Alfumo, take it away.
Take it away, Alfumo. Hey, that's me. All right, so TAA, what is the TAA? TAA is the Tobacconists Association of America, which it involves about 40 retailers and about 80 manufacturers. So, and yes, this is an exclusive club, not like a good old boys club or nothing like that.
It kind of is.
But it's exclusive because it is for retailers and manufacturers. And it's mostly like a networking. You've been to those as a businessman.
Yes.
You know, it's a networking event. And it's not easy to get in, and it's not an open invite either. I mean, it is open invite, but it's not like...
You can't just be a member.
You can't be a member.
Like, they vote on whether you can join.
Right. They will vote you in. They will make sure you're of good standing. You're an actual, you know, retailer / manufacturer. You can't be a retailer with a head shop glassware. That is literally in the rules.
You cannot have glassware in your shop. Premium cigar seller, not a head shop that sells cigars in the corner. You can't sell anything unrelated to premium cigars in your shop.
So
also... You have to attend.
Yes, you have to attend.
Like, if you miss two in a row,
you're out.
Two or three in a row, like, you're out. They just kick you out. And so, and every once in a while, they will vote out old blood and in new blood. Like, you know, hey, you're not cutting it as a retailer or whatever. So it's about 40 retailers, is that right?
Yeah.
And how many, 20 manufacturers?
No, it was like 80.
Oh, it's double.
Yeah.
It's like 80.
Yeah, but like I said, it is an exclusive club. And the reason it's exclusive, again, this is mostly networking. And as the, it's in the name, it's an association. Especially, I mean, it's like advocacy for premium tobacco, not cigarette tobacco, not those cheapy, I'm sorry, if you only sell those cheapy tobacco cigars.
Yeah, yeah, it's not for White Owl.
Yeah, you're, I'm sorry, unless you're STG because they have a wide portfolio, but obviously they can be there. But other than that, it's like, sorry, you're not getting in.
Yep. Oh, wow, the coffee with the whiskey's good.
Yeah. I was going to say, it's premium coffee, so. Oh, my bad. I had the numbers around. 80 retailers, 40 manufacturers.
Oh, right. Okay, sorry. The retailer is like here at Davidus is a retailer.
Yep.
There's 80 of those. There's 40 manufacturers. That is a lot of fucking manufacturers.
Right.
When you think about the cigar industry, that's actually very high.
Which, by the way, Davidus is a member of.
Yes, Davidus is a TAA member.
Yeah.
And, you know, like the like I said, it's an exclusive membership, and you have to be, like, the whole point is we are encouraging the proper culture and sale of cigars. So, you know, unlike PCA, unlike, what is the one that's open
to Tobacco Plus.
Tobacco Plus, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, unlike those, TAA is like, no, no, no. This is for industry insiders. We're trying to grow this industry, and we're doing it the right way.
Yeah.
Right, we want you to represent the best. That's why there's no glassware.
Not that PCA is doing it wrong. It's just like, this is just for this industry alone. Mm-hmm. And one of their things, like PCA and those other ones, they are an advocacy group.
Yes.
So their whole main point to drive it home is, hey, we are premium tobacco, not cigarette, not gas station cigars.
Gas station cigars.
Like, this is for this hobby, this industry. So that is very important, especially because this industry / hobby is constantly under attack.
Yes. And I don't know how they did it this year or even last year because, like, I'm not a member. Mm-hmm. I don't go. But I know in 2022 and in the past, the first day of the show, they had a name for it.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, I can't remember the name for it. But basically, it is a chance for the manufacturers to offer incredible discounts to these retailers who are members,
mm-hmm.
and you can stock up on cigars. And, you know, we're talking like 15% or more off to stock up on tobacco. So trade happens at the show.
Yeah.
They are selling cigars. People are buying them. And then there's a lot of manufacturers that release a TAA cigar for the event.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a minimum of 10% has to go to the TAA.
Yeah. So it's like it pays for your dues and blah, blah,
yeah,
blah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you're raising money for the organization and also selling a great limited edition cigar and making some money there. So
yeah. So there are two membership levels. Not four, two. One is TAA retail membership, which is like the manufacturer / retailer, and then there's associate member. So that one's kind of a little bit more open, more leeway. You're not a voting member. You don't get many of the benefits, but you're still available to go. You just can't buy. You can't trade.
Yeah.
But you're there. So that's getting your foot in the door. It's a little bit cheaper too, obviously.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But that's the whole point of this thing. It's like, we're here. We're fucking serious about cigars.
So the Masons need to do that.
Something like that.
They need to have like an opening level. Like, you can pay dues and you can wish you were a real Mason, but you're... Oh, wait, that's called Entered Apprentice?
Yeah.
All right. So a couple of traveling men here for those of you that don't know. But I wanted to point out something, which is the TAA exclusives, such as this Illusion that we're smoking, they are only available to the retailers at the trade show to buy and sell.
Yeah.
Right? And so, if you have a cigar retailer like Davidus, you can go to Davidus right now and find TAA exclusives on the shelves.
But the Aroa Dark's on there.
The Aroa Dark TAA is on the shelf.
Great
right
cigar,
now.
Which we smoked, which episode we smoked on the whatever, 60
yeah.
something.
Yeah. You can't get them at other retailers.
Mm-mm.
So, you know, there is a benefit do the membership, and highly highly collectible. Mm-hmm. And most of them are very limited. I mean, this cigar, there's only 150,000 of these ever made.
Yeah, ever. That's it.
By the way, I also have, you know what, I'll bring it in next week. We'll talk about collecting cigars. Carrillo had one in 2000, I think in 2023, I can't remember.
Okay.
22. But I have a Carrillo TAA exclusive, and I got one because I could only find one for sale on the internet. And I'm like, God, I want to smoke it so bad because it's a Carrillo. You know, they make fucking, how many awards have they won for their shit?
A lot.
You know? But I'm like, no, it's going in the collection. This is how I build my willpower muscle, is by not smoking all of the awesome cigars I have in my collection.
Yeah. Unfortunately, TAA, the website's kind of eh. It's a new website, so I'm pretty sure, like, it's an actual new website. I haven't seen the old, I don't remember the old one, but there's not a lot of info right now at the moment.
The old one was like from 97. Oh, it was all text-based. It was shit.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, it was terrible.
But yes, they're working on it. So if you go to the TAA website, it kind of sucks. I'm sure if you can member log in, there's probably more options you can do. But anyways, what I was trying to get at, there's not a whole lot of information about the TAA on the TAA website. Right. You have to kind of find it somewhere else. But it was founded in 1968 by 7 retail tobacconists. So... you probably know this a little bit better. You're probably more versed in it.
No, you're the certified retail tobacconist. No, you know all about
it. I'm talking about this history part because my memory's foggy on it. I have a shit ton. But I know
what you're saying is I'm fucking old. That's what you're saying. No, I don't remember 1968 El Fumo.
Okay. Well, anyways, I think what cigars started coming under attack in like the early 60s, which is kind of weird, the JFK administration.
Well, you know, a lot of it had to do with Cuba.
Yeah, it was, that's what it was, the Cuba thing. And it was like, oh, you smoke cigars, you're a communist. Meanwhile, JFK is over here like, what?
Yeah, he's like smoking a cigar while fucking Marilyn Monroe. And
that didn't happen. Sorry.
Didn't happen.
We don't want to get sued. Don't sue us.
Before getting shot by 17 men on a grassy knoll. What? They were all CIA operatives. Yeah.
Don't sue us on that one. Unconfirmed.
So, yeah, add that to our portfolio. We're the Burnline Conspiracy podcast.
Hey, yeah. Man, we're up to what, 10 podcasts now?
Yeah, I think we're up to 10.
So anyways, yeah. So, you know, tobacco was, well, cigars have been under attack since the 60s. And even actually around Prohibition.
Yes.
But not by trying to outlaw them, but one of the biggest things that the government did, the federal government did, was a heavy taxing and a tax bracket that was different back in the day, and they had to purchase labels.
Can I jump in?
Yeah.
Yeah, so great history there, and I'm going to add on to that. So after Prohibition, there was all these guys, all these G-men with nothing to do, and they went after marijuana, which is fucking make-believe. Like, marijuana was a slang term for wild tobacco.
Mexican tobacco.
It had nothing to do with cannabis. Mm-mm. And they chose that name to make it scary.
Yeah, seriously.
Marijuana. Yeah.
It sounds...
Yeah, it sounds Mexican.
Right.
Yeah, this is a brown drug.
Well, we're about to get a little nasty. He might have to censor this out, but it makes you rape white women.
Oh, no, absolutely. That was the lie.
That was the official government message.
I don't know if it was the government. I know it was DuPont, and I know it was who was that fucking
the
press
paper guy?
Owned all the news. Yeah, and Reefer Madness. Like, dude, I know stoners. I mean, I'm not talking about people that take a gummy. I'm talking about fucking straight up stoners. Willie Nelson type.
William Randolph Hearst.
Yeah, William Randolph Hearst. Fucking piece of shit. But it doesn't happen.
Yeah, fuck you know, that you're
talking
guy.
You're talking about methamphetamines.
Yeah.
Okay, Reefer Madness is not a thing. Now, I'm not downplaying there is grave danger.
There is.
Especially to people who have schizophrenia and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm not a doctor, don't listen to me, but it was an absolutely racist play, but it had a business objective, which was DuPont wanted to sell fucking nylon rope, and he couldn't because it cost so much more to produce than hemp rope, and he wanted to outlaw hemp, and he got that through marijuana.
Same
jazz
thing with
cabbage.
Hemp paper for Hearst. Yeah. Fuck that guy.
Yeah. Those two guys were pieces of shit that are burning in hell right now. But they also went after cigars. They needed something to do. And it's the same thing with the fucking war on drugs now, where it's like so many billions of dollars go into these agencies, and it's like, well, fuck. You know, if we, you know, decriminalize marijuana, what are these guys going to do for a living?
Yeah, fucking assholes.
So,
I don't know. Maybe serve the public the way you should.
It's a clusterfuck, and it's macroeconomics. Like, this is so. Anybody that's been to business school knows what's going on.
I think we just got canceled again.
Well, you know what? They can fucking cancel us because one thing that we do on Burnline is we just tell people the truth and our experience, and you don't have to like it and you don't have to agree.
Yeah.
That's okay. You can have a totally different opinion.
Yeah.
By the way, the only thing I don't like about the jacket is they separated it into Buh and Earnline.
Buh.
You know, and I get it, but it's like, couldn't you have Burn on one side and Line on the other? I'm just saying.
Chinese websites, sir.
You're over here like, here goes Johnny Midas with his design shit again. All right, so back to the TAA. By the way, while we're talking about multiple podcasts and our forthcoming sports podcast, I'm of a split mind because I lost my fantasy football game this week.
Damn.
But I lost it because my opponent had fucking Lamar Jackson, who scored 45 points for him.
Yeah, what was it, five TDs? Holy shit. Fuck.
I mean, he has set two records that stand since the merger of the AFL and NFL. He holds two records currently. He's going to get his what is it, fifth MVP?
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember. He's going to get MVP again this year.
For all the Lamar haters, it's like...
So I'm a Ravens fan. You know, they're the local team. So I'm like, yeah, go Ravens. But then I'm like, fuck. So get this. I'm 8th out of 10 in our league.
Oh, man.
I have the second most points scored. I'm like 3 points behind the number one scorer.
And you're
also ranked to number one. And I'm 8th. Just unlucky. So last night was another one. I had the third most points of the week.
Nice.
The guy who beat me by 3 points had the second most, and then one guy had, like, a ridiculous score. You know, it happens from time to time. But I'm just pissed off because second highest scoring team in the league, we're 7 games in, and I'm fucking 8th place. I mean.
Bummer.
That's the problem with Moneyball. I play Moneyball with my draft.
Yeah.
And I'm obviously good because I'm scoring points, just not at the right time. So.
Yeah.
Shout out to all the Ravens fans, and... Oh, wait, didn't we interview a Ravens player?
Yes, we did.
Ray Lewis. Yeah, check that out. Episode, what, 76?
No, sooner.
Was it sooner? Like 72?
75, 74.
I'm getting mixed up with his playing number.
Yeah, it's too much. Anyways, you can find it on Burnline and YouTube, Spotify.
Linktree/Burnline Podcast, which, by the way, is down below in the video description. And, of course, there's also a link to... burnlinepodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Let us know how your fantasy football team is doing.
Yep.
And that the Ravens suck. I don't care. Bring it on. All right. So, TAA, the recap for our listeners, very important to the cigar industry, and you need to keep abreast of what's going on. Also produces collectible exclusives, but you can't be a member. Fair?
Right.
Like, if you're just a cigar smoker...
Unfortunately.
Even the lower tier, you have to be a retailer, right?
Yeah, you have to be a retailer. Yeah.
So, you're out. You're not part of the club. You know, all of that.
Right.
Unless you happen to be a retailer listening to this.
I have an idea. Why don't we create, like, the Cigar Podcast Association of America? Let's hear it here first.
Let's fucking do it.
Let's make a membership. Yeah. Let's.
We just patented that.
Yep.
Or we can verbally copyright 2024. Burnline Podcast.
Yeah. There you go.
No, I think that's a great idea, actually. Let me reach out to Dave. I'll bet you he'd be willing to do that.
All right, sweet. Let's get it happen.
Yeah. That's the recap. TA is important. You need to pay attention. Look up the news. Next week we'll talk about stuff that came out.
Yeah.
A lot of the stuff that comes out is like new cigar releases. But there's also, you know, they're involved in the legislative side.
Yeah.
Not like Cigar Rights of America. They have our fucking backs.
Yeah.
But TA is involved in it.
And you can be a member as a smoker. You can donate as a smoker.
To CRA.
Yeah.
Not to TA.
Mm-mm.
Although, I don't know if they'd turn anybody's money down.
Maybe. It depends.
Yeah.
I think they have Johnny Midas money to
be
like, hey, let's let this guy in.
Yeah, we need to let this guy in. I'll get my tobacco license.
Yep.
All right, we are smoking the Illusion ESP TAA 2022. We are smoking 2 of 150,000 ever sold. Exclusively sold to retailers that are members of the TAA. Highly collectible. And yes, I do have a third one. It is in my collection humidor. So I think it's time for our second break. when we come back, we will do our news of the week.
I have some TAA news already.
Yes. And
because we're fucking Burnline and we're exclusive as shit.
And we're exclusive as shit. Keep it locked in to Burnline Podcast. Don't touch that dial.
Cigar News of the Week with Angel Solorio.
All right, TA. All right, so here's our first TA exclusive. So, no surprise, Christoph is creating a TA exclusive. Obviously, already let it out.
For 2024.
Dude, okay, real quick. If you notice the pattern when it comes to TAA, these guys don't go small. It's like go big or go home. Everything I've noticed, it's either five or six and up, and then 55 and up.
Mm-hmm.
So this is 6.25x60 Perfecto. Brazilian Maduro wrapper, Dominican binder, and filler from the DR and Honduras. Obviously, they don't release the details because it's an exclusive, but they can tell you, hey, this is where it's from.
Yeah.
So... dude, it's almost pretty strong. 4 out of 5 strength is what they're saying, what they're claiming.
Okay, so that would be like an 8 on our 1 to 10 scale. Yeah.
I like Christoph stuff. I don't know if you do. I like their Ligero.
I do. Actually, I've got a couple of Christophs with a San Andres wrapper that I believe is a TAA release.
Nice. Dude, Christoph.
I'll check that out. I've got that in the Johnny Midas humidor. Yeah. I'll bring it in.
Which is weird. Christoph, I think they may or may not be considered a boutique, but Christoph makes some good shit and it's hard to find on the shelves. Like, not even joking. I think they have one here.
Yeah.
But, like.
They also make some stuff that I don't care for.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. They do. But they make some really good stuff, too.
That's right. I mean, and here we go. Great price range. $15. They come in 10 count boxes. And this is more limited than this. This is 1,000 boxes.
Ooh. So 10,000 cigars.
Yeah, that's it. Baby.
That's it.
That's
You're
it.
Done.
You're done.
Wow. Okay.
So we'll hopefully get our hands on some of them. All right. Here's the next one. Espinosa makes the Murciélago Chicaca. Bat.
Oh, yeah, bat.
Yeah, Murciélago.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
And then Lamborghini uses Murciélago.
Which is the Italian version.
Yeah, with the accent.
Okay, yeah. It's a bat.
So,
okay.
Here. Let me say the name real quick and see what it reminds you of. Murciélago Chicaca.
Shiitake mushrooms.
No.
Damn. I was so close. I'm so good with my Spanish, dude.
Ace Ventura. Remember?
No.
When Nature Calls?
I don't remember.
Did you watch that movie?
Yes, I watched that movie like 17 times.
Chicaca. Yeah, so it's kind of like an ode to that. So, Hector Alfonso Sr., made this, you know.
Yeah, like isn't he the blender for Espinosa? Yeah.
Yep, made in the San Lutano factory in Ocofal, Nicaragua.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, 1,000 boxes of 20, $15 a stick.
Yeah, one thing I'll say about San Lutano, you know, you can love or hate the cigars, but they're very well made.
It's been a while. Didn't we smoke one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't remember which one, but I'm pretty sure we smoked the San Lutano something.
I think so.
So this comes with an Ecuadorian Connecticut seed wrapper over a Nicaraguan binder and filler, again, the San Lutano factory. So pretty basic, not really basic, but, you know, straightforward. So again, not details on what exactly. The cigar is nicknamed for the White Bat, again, Ace Ventura when Nature Calls. So that's the Great White Bat. So that he liked it. That's what he named it.
Sweet. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's a cool movie. Okay, I've already mentioned this before, but Opus X La Edición de la Soledad begins shipping. Remember, I mentioned it a few months ago now, so I know you're going to get your hands on it.
Yep.
Dude, that blue, I still can't get over that blue.
Dude, it is sharp. It's cerulean. It's cerulean blue.
It reminds me, it's very Mediterranean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it reminded me of Greece. Like, everything in Greece is white and blue.
Mm-hmm.
God, I wish I could move there. I wish their economy was better. Like, I would go to Mykonos. There's no cars allowed. Mm-hmm. So they move everything by
small
blue.
Island?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I guess, I don't know. It's not that small for a Greek island, but.
Okay. So it's not in Greece proper?
No, it's an island.
Okay.
Mykonos Island. I mean, it's just fucking gorgeous. Like, I could just be a beach bum, you know, and half starve to death and be happy. All right, so I couldn't be happy because I'm a predator.
Yeah.
And I have to conquer stuff. But anyway, go ahead.
So we have an exclusive that is near us, only available there. So it's only about 30-minute drive from us. All right, so the AJV and McKay Cigars Company is creating a cigar, and it's called the King's Gold and Queen's Pearls mashup for Harrisburg Beer and Cigar Company. I'm sure you're familiar with
the owner. I am. So you can only get it there. Interesting. Okay.
So we'll have to take a drive.
Yeah, we'll have to take a drive. So you know what? You know what we should do? We should get one and like have a promotion online.
Yeah.
Like best email. Oh, sweet.
Like that.
So Adventura and McKay. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, obviously everybody knows Adventura, but I'm not familiar with McKay.
Yeah, so the King's Gold line, which is, I believe, it doesn't say if that's Adventura's or not, but it's a collab. So the King's Gold line uses a Connecticut broadleaf wrapper over a San Andres, which is the darker tone binder, and a filler that uses tobacco from the DR, Nicaragua, and the U.S., so Pennsylvania broadleaf.
Is it a barber pole?
Yeah, it's a barber
pole. Okay, so the binder shows through.
Yeah.
Okay, so it doesn't have a double wrapper. It's got.
So I mean, it is and it isn't. I mean, look at how it's wrapped. Yeah, so I mean, it's technically a wrapper anyway.
That's a barber pole.
But it says tobacco from the U.S. I mean, if you're gonna be Harrisburg Beer and Cigar, and you're probably using something from Lancaster,
probably I don't know, because they got to ship it to the factory. The only thing I'll say there is, you know, when they say U.S. tobacco, it's like. Pennsylvania broadleaf has become such a high-end, amazing tobacco that people advertise it. They say Pennsylvania broadleaf. They want to advertise. Yeah. Just like, you know, people used to make Mexican wrappers, and they would just say Mexican.
Yeah.
Until San Andres became like a buzzword for deep, rich, earthy, delicious wrappers.
It was only literally five years ago. Mexican San Andres.
2017, I think, is when the Juarez came out from Crown Heads.
Yep.
And for me and so many of my friends that smoke cigars, that was our introduction to a Mexican San Andres wrapper.
Mine was CAO's Zocalo.
Okay.
You remember that one?
Yep.
All right. And this one's the Queen's Pearl. It is uses a lighter colored Ecuadorian Connecticut seed tobacco for its wrapper and binder, while the filler comes from the DR, Ecuador, and Nicaragua. So, again, they're not going to detail exactly, like you were saying, but because it's an exclusive, I'm sure they want to keep it kind of, you know, hush-hush. Not super, but hey. So it's cool shit. Both are 6x54 and $18 a piece, which is not hateful. I mean, they're big sticks. Adventura makes them. I haven't been disappointed by them. And then you can buy it online later on at blluxuries.com for the public. But best place to get it is at Harrisburg Beer and Cigar. All right, Plasencia's TAA. Dude, this thing is gorgeous. So theirs is they're going to be using the Cosecha 151 Salmon as their TAA. This thing is a gorgeous looking stick. Check that out.
Oh, I love Salamones.
But do you notice how they divoted the middle, though?
Yeah, like, it gets wider and then narrower and then wider. Right.
Dude, Plasencia makes some dope-ass looking cigars. Yeah,
that is pretty dope.
So, again...
What is it? $28?
I don't know. We're going to find out. Actually, it might surprise you. So, it's a 6x54, which is awesome. So, again, big sticks. So, TA is like, no, you got to go big or go home. Honduran Puro.
So interesting.
Everything Honduran.
Interesting. Okay. That's kind of a new one for Plasencia.
Actually, and super, super limited, but the price is dope. $19.50 MSRP.
For a Plasencia,
For a Plasencia. And there's a lot less. So 500 sticks. 10 sticks per box.
500 boxes.
Yeah.
So 5,000 sticks total. Yeah, those are going to fucking get snapped up. Yep. Damn.
So, I mean, the Cosecha is the 151's a good one. We had... Did you smoke the 151?
Yeah, did we smoke that on the show or the 148?
I think it was the 148. But the 151 is pretty good. It's like the bronze sticker.
Is this Cosecha Harvest 151?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and this is a 2016 tobacco, so...
As usual.
Yeah, it's aged, man. Yeah. Aged.
8 years old.
Yeah. And then Quesada, I think we might have mentioned this. They kind of hinted at it earlier this year, but they're adding the Casa Magna in Maduro next month. So I like the Casa Magna. It was pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty good.
But now it's going to be in Maduro, so I'm going to try to get my hands on that. Unofficial news, kind of Steve Saka putting it out there himself. He's going to be making his first Ecuadorian Sumatra stick. Didn't really say what else is going to be going on with it, but he's hinting at making one for the 10th anniversary of Dunbarton.
Okay, interesting.
So that'll be fun. And other than that, I mean, we're still waiting on some more TAA stuff. I don't have much else for TAA at the moment, but we can get you more out there. Oh, there is going to be an EP Carrillo 24 TAA.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So, again, 6x54 Ecuadorian Habano wrapper. Dude, are you noticing a trend here?
Yeah. Big cigars.
And then Ecuadorian everything.
Ecuador. Well, I mean, Ecuador is making great wrappers, and they're affordable.
Dude, they kind of just came out of left field, like, just out of nowhere. What,
I think Honduras is going to take them over. I think they are, because, you know, Ecuador is producing great wrappers. Everybody's using them. The price is going to go up.
Again, dude, I'm loving these prices, by the way. So, $13 a stick. 10 sticks per box. 750 boxes.
Exclusive.
Yep. So, that's going to be awesome. And then, oh, here we go. Aroa is going to be releasing another one. Man, these are out the gate. Oh, shit. Classic CLE, classic Aroa. Go big or go home. 8x60.
Jesus.
And for, so, no, this is gonna be 8x60x48 Perfecto.
Okay. Yeah, that's a big Perfecto.
Yeah, that is massive. So, the price on that one, again, $16, $16.60. So, I'm loving these affordable prices for being exclusive.
All right. Well, we appreciate that news of the week. It is time for us to rank this cigar and wrap up the show. We are smoking the Ilusion ESP TAA 2022. We understand this is exclusive. There were 1,500 boxes of 10 that were made. If you want to collect it, find it now, because there's probably not a lot left out there. And why don't we start with the presentation? You know, I'm going with like a 4.
Okay.
Mine was not great, and I'm not talking about what the cigar manufacturer didn't do. The wrapper was like too rustic. It looked like lack of care. I don't like the wrapper. I think the like bronze color is too close to the wrapper color. And Ilusion has some really good bands, and they just didn't nail it with this one. So I did not like the presentation. What are you thinking?
I was like, well, maybe because of your stick, but I got like a 7.8 out of mine. I kind of like the look of it. I mean, mine didn't have the fluorescent flash on it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, which I wasn't counting that. So let's say 6. That's fair, right?
Okay. Yeah, I like the band. I think it's like a classic band, and I don't know, I kind of like the native on the front.
All right. Well, then let's move on to construction. And, you know, my construction was very good. You know, the draw was fine. Smoke output was good. Didn't have any pinholes or, you know, burn issues. The smoke output was interesting because it was like this bluish smoke that just blocked everything. Yeah, I'm sure people can see it on the cameras.
It means you got to change your head gasket.
Yeah, yeah. Change your head gasket. So, you know, construction, I have like a 9, and I only took a point off because I've had better constructed cigars.
Yeah, I was going to say a 10. 9, 10, I guess.
Okay.
I didn't have zero issues. One of the best cuts I've had in a while.
Yeah, so they knocked it out of the park with construction, and so now we're moving on to price and value. MSRP of 15, most people are going to pay more than that, taxes and whatever. You know, for a Toro Gordo, that's pretty fair nowadays.
And it is exclusive.
Yeah, and it is exclusive. I mean, I'm putting that like at a 7. It's not super approachable. It's not an awesome price, but it's not bad.
Yeah, 7's good.
Yeah, okay. So that brings us to flavor. So some flavor notes. You know, I'm only halfway through, so it's worth noting we're over an hour into the podcast. This could smoke for 2 hours. Depends on how you smoke it.
I've been chiefing mine. I still got 2.5 inches.
Yeah, yeah. So, but my notes on flavor come from pre-smoking it for the show. Second, third, the cafe au lait kind of just went to cream and added a hardwood, like oak.
Yep.
And then in the final third, the cream went away, but it added like a burnt toast. Just like if you took Wonder Bread and fucking toasted it, over-toasted it, really. And so complex flavor. I like the flavor. It's not my favorite. It's not, you know, like my wheelhouse, but it is a really good flavor. I think the pepper is, you know, well, it's a Nicaraguan puro, so I kind of expect that. I think the biggest takeaway for flavor is just, you know, this is not like highest end tobacco. I know it was all aged really well, but it's just middle primings, you know, and stuff. I came away with a 7 for flavor.
Okay. I had an 8. I liked it. It changed a little bit. Okay. It kept me interested the whole time. You know, there's still like a thing or two I can't peg it.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a mystery flavor in there.
I think it's worth trying.
Yeah, I highly recommend it.
Okay, so then when we get to experience, it's, to me it's a fucking weird cigar. It's overpriced to do much with. You know, you're not walking the dog. I do think that the strength picked up at the end. I still would peg it in like between 3 and 4 on strength.
Yeah.
The body is full. Flavor is complex, but it's not super strong.
No.
So you could do stuff with it, but then the price is prohibitive. And then the biggest thing is it's a long ass fucking smoke. So
this long is breakfast.
Yeah, like you can't smoke it as a breakfast cigar because you actually have to go to work and shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe a dinner, late dinner.
Maybe, but then it's not as strong as what you would want after a steak. So to me, it's a lounge or back porch cigar.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely a summer cigar. Like you could smoke this in the summer.
I was gonna say this is great weather for it.
Yeah, not like knock yourself out or something.
I'll say a leisure stick.
Yeah, leisure stick. You know, I really for experience I have like a 6 because there's nothing wrong with the experience. It's super limited though, and then it's not, you know, smoking it or not like, oh, this is amazing, or this is, you know, there's a little exclusivity feeling, but not enough, I think, to overcome what you're getting, which is a long, you know, pretty good smoke, but, you know, it's nothing special. Like, you can pick up a fucking $12 Fuente and get a better cigar, you know? Yeah.
By the way, I think I may have figured it out, you might have to take a drag. Kind of like a green vegetable, like a green bean or a string bean, something along those lines. Kind of.
Yeah, yeah, there's something in there, yeah. I can see it, like a snap bean.
Yeah.
You know, but one that you pulled off the vine in the garden, not like it's cooked canned in butter or something.
Right.
Yeah, or canned or, yeah. So I had like a 6 for experience.
Okay. Yeah, 6, 7.
So that brings our total score to 36, which is pretty good. If you went exclusively with Alfumo's numbers, it's like a 39.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good ranking.
Yeah. The whiskey didn't take or add anything to it.
The whiskey was such a weird experience because
yeah, it really was.
Like, the whiskey is really good and it stands alone, but like pairing it with the cigar, it brought out a little bit of vegetal notes. I think because the whiskey's on the sweet side, but it didn't change much.
Maybe a different cigar, something stronger.
I think that I think the whiskey blunted my taste buds a little because it's too much alcohol, you know. But you know that's not related to our ranking of the cigar, you know.
Yeah.
But big 2 thumbs up for the whiskey.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you're a whiskey guy, this should be in your cabinet. It's pretty good, and I can easily imagine pouring this over rocks. I'm a guy that, you know, for me, 80 proof is where it's at.
Yeah, this is pretty good neat.
Yeah, I don't want to kill my palate. I'm drinking it neat, but I would say that, you know, you do risk, like, it's very flavorful, and then the alcohol is going to absorb into your tongue, and you're going to lose your palate. But then, you know, for a cigar that is not very strong, it didn't really kill this cigar. So
no.
I think this is a whiskey that I would like to experiment with pairing it with cigars.
Yeah.
So and this is the Nika whiskey from the barrel. 103 proof and hotter than some whiskeys. I mean, we've had 120 proof.
Yeah, not hot cinnamon, but just hotter.
Yeah, like it does burn. But we've had some higher proof that was just because it was aged more, it was just rounder on the palate.
Yeah.
It didn't really stab it to death. This is definitely like, you know, not harsh, but hot.
Yeah.
So. All right. So that is it. The Illusion ESPTAA 2022 coming in at a 36. And we talked all about the TAA.
Yeah.
And hopefully educated you guys out there in podcast land.
Happening now in Aruba.
Happening now in Aruba. Thank you for joining us on Burnline Podcast. We will see you again next week.